Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, good morning.
Here we are.
Thursday. Thank you, Lord. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. In case you haven't figured it out, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and chock full of information, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chock full of all kinds of. Remember that? Chock full of.
Nuts. What was that?
Well, that's coffee.
That's what that was.
Chock full of nuts.
Uh-huh.
But didn't they say that like in our breakfast cereals or something? Something was chock full of something.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. So we got you covered. Right. The Epstein files, I guess, officially going to be released. But, within 30 days. Yeah. Now it's got to go through the DOJ. Wait. And if there's an ongoing investigation involving any of that stuff, that won't be released.
But other than that. Those two minor details.
I'm trying to figure it out strategically why the Democrats have pushed so hard for this release. I mean, it makes a good talking point. They can try to connect Trump with Epstein, even though after Epstein was, charged originally back in 2008 or something, Trump had nothing to do with him.
Right.
It was even way before that.
But Democrats did.
We got to remember this. And Greg, you've brought it up before, and I saw a meme on it.
Yeah.
And it is, do you think in your wildest dreams, if there was anything that they could release during the Biden administration when they had control of everything that could damage Trump? You're telling me they did the whole Russia thing. Uh-huh. They spied on the campaign. They made up a fake dossier. Uh-huh. I mean, all the trouble they went to. Are you telling me that if they actually had anything that would connect Trump legitimately with Epstein, that they wouldn't have used that, released it, blown it all out of proportion? Of course they would have.
Well, logic says you're going to use that before an election so you can beat him, not after he won the election and he's a lame duck, basically, anyway. What are you going to accomplish?
I don't know. Again, you look at it strategically and you go, okay, well, just talking about Epstein, I guess, buys the Democrats time? I mean, it buys them time for what? I'm not sure. Just maybe takes their stupidity off the front page, as in, boys playing in girls' sports and some of that ridiculousness, maybe the open border thing. Now that we're, it's interesting because really, if you're looking to catch the big fish and all that, the Epstein thing really is minuscule compared to the open borders and the tragedy that has befallen maybe 300,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
Not to compare apples to oranges. I mean, both situations are...
But kids are kids at
awful.
This point, if you look at it
awful.
That way. Yeah.
But if you're looking at, the big picture, I mean, think about it. The Biden administration allowed for this to occur. Uh-huh. And don't try to pretend like they didn't know it was going on. They did.
Yeah.
And they lost track of tens of thousands of kids. Just, it's grotesque, and I don't know what they hope to gain from the what hasn't been released from the Epstein files. And again, to a Greg point from a while ago, I hearken back to you, and well, I think we both talked about it. We agreed on this that there's not going to be any note. Okay, just like the JFK files, there's not going to be a note.
No.
You know what we found in the files? We found a note, and it says, yeah, you caught us. We're the CIA, and here's the document.
No.
I just don't think that's going to occur.
No.
Right. So the only documents are going to be released are documents that the powers that be will allow to be released. Or whatever happened in the records, are they going to put it on record? Yeah, I came across the CIA file, and so here it is. It's not how it works.
They've been cleaned and scrubbed, and again, all you're going to get is the official, story. Now, yeah, are there going to be names in there? Maybe that would be embarrassing for some politicians and folks in the entertainment world. Maybe so, but again, what's the point here? I think a lot of it is still distraction for the midterms.
From the great things that President Trump is doing. Like, I listened to a great deal of his speech he was given to the Saudis yesterday. And touting, once again, all these great milestones and this huge amount of money that's going to be invested in our nation, and really starts talking about that. And I could see how the Democrats want to talk about anything other than Trump's success, because it's hard to deny the amount of success he's had. Now, the lefties, you got to give him some credit, because some of the poll numbers that have came out recently showing some people, and of course the mainstream media will make a bigger deal out of it, but some people turning against Trump, not satisfied with the economy. It's like he hasn't even been president for a year.
Right.
He has managed to turn things around in a big way. And by the way, if you're complaining about interest rates, he's done everything but punch that guy Jerome Powell right in the nose.
I mean, he's like even used some profanity of why.
He'd
like to fire the guy.
He was shredding him yesterday, shredding him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he goes, like 3 more months, just let him go. Don't fire him now. Nope. Just 3 more months, we'll get rid of that idiot. I mean, he just, there's no love lost there at all. So, yeah, I don't know what people's expectations are. 1.5 million Americans have been hired to jobs during the Trump administration. The vast majority of all the hires made during the Biden administration were actually, like foreigners, foreign nationals, illegals, et cetera.
More than Americans. Is that crazy?
And the other thing that Biden did when the numbers didn't look good for employment, he just opened up close to 1 million government jobs.
Yeah.
He just opened up the government. Like, you can just say, we need hire people here, hire people there. And guess what? Now the statistics look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's government jobs.
Right.
That's more taxpayer money that, we don't even have. All right.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, Ingram Angle, the Breitbart editor-in-chief, Alex Marlow, was on with Laura Ingram and basically talking about, when these files get released, who's going to suffer. And Laura said, Epstein had friends in high places, Plaskett, the one that they were trying to censure yesterday, was one of the least impressive among them. But who comes off better in the situation, Democrats or the guy who cut ties with Epstein long before he was charged with any criminal wrongdoing? Well, Marlow says, for many, it looks like we're playing by the Democrats' playbook, but they're already looking absurd. You're seeing it right now. It sounds ridiculous, like he's just some sort of regular constituent. And then Raskin, with his ridiculous hair, he doesn't even know what he's talking about, that she got a text from him. No, it wasn't a phone call, he continued. The big one that got wrapped up in this is Larry Summers.
Oh, yeah.
He was the darling of the left. He was the definition of Democrat establishment.
Yep.
He was in the Clinton administration, Obama administration, president of Harvard. Wow.
Now he's just trying to stay out of the limelight as much as possible.
Yeah. Well,
he's hiding.
That's not going to necessarily protect him from any forthcoming criminal charges, which is highly possible. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. We got a ton of stuff we're going to get to. It's Thursday. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. 97.3 The Sky.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Naughtiness? Democrat? Florida Congresswoman? Yes. The answer is yes. I'll get to it in a minute. 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. That's your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And so what is going on? It's one of your top stories, especially, you know, in the state. You've got a Miami grand jury having indicted Representative Sheila Sherfilis McCormick, the Democrat from Florida, from South Florida, on charges of allegedly stealing millions of dollars in disaster relief funds to make illegal campaign contributions, according to the DOJ. Allegedly conspired to steal $5 million in FEMA funds alongside her brother Edwin Sherfilis and numerous co-defendants. Now, the prosecutors allege that the defendants routed the funds through multiple accounts to disguise their source and that a significant portion of the misappropriated funds were used as a candidate contributions to Sherfilis McCormick's 21 congressional campaign or for their own personal benefit. So, hey, I'm going to give you some money and you're going to give it back, or at least some of it back in the form of a donation. Is everyone happy?
They'd be happy, sure.
Yeah.
So you get caught.
She's probably not happy now because the possibility of facing up to 53 years in prison if convicted, but we know that they'll be lucky to get any kind of conviction, even if they have unbelievable amounts of evidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even get somebody censured, but you think you're going to really...
Not going to happen.
So anyway, using disaster relief funds for self-enrichment is a particularly selfish, cynical crime, according to Pam Bondi. Yeah, I would have to agree. No one is above the law. Knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Least of all, powerful people who rob taxpayers for personal gain. We will follow the facts in this case and deliver justice. All right. She was already making a ton of money off of the off of COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, knocking it down.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her brother, they worked through their family health care company on a FEMA-funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract.
How convenient.
Yep.
Yeah.
The company received an overpayment, so they already made a lot. Then they got an overpayment of $5 million in FEMA funds. And, you know, they just couldn't help themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, the government sent us 5 million more than they were supposed to. I mean,
yeah, what you supposed
that's
to
kind
do?
Kind of on them.
Yeah, they made the mistake. Not my fault.
It doesn't really work that way.
No.
FBI Director Kash Patel immediately posted on X that Sheriff Alyss McCormick and her family allegedly stole the money from FEMA, then laundered it through friends toward her own personal benefits, including her campaign accounts. Yep. There's a few people listed on this. And Congressman Greg Stube out of Southwest Florida shared on X that he will be filing a motion to censure Sheriff Alyss McCormick and remove her from all committees. Oh, we just played that whole censure game, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And Congresswoman Kat Kamick gave us the ins and outs of that whole, like, insider trading kind of deal. Well, that's a bad term.
Horse trading.
Horse trade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do this for us, and we'll do that for you, and nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, and this involved that woman who had very strong ties to the pedophile, Epstein, and they were trying to censure her, get her kicked off of her committees, which she was on oversight, basically dealing with very sensitive information. And they didn't get it through. They didn't get the censure through because three Republicans caved in, went the other way, and three just voted present. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, I mean, you could tell she was livid.
Oh, yeah.
Telling us about that, these dirty backroom deals. And, you know, they hurt. It's bad whether it's a Republican or a Democrat doing it. It's wrong, and she's going to call it out. Well, they tried to take it a little bit further. Here's the deal. The House failed to censure this delegate, Stacey Plaskett, the Democrat from the Virgin Islands, for texting convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Representative Ralph Norman criticizes Plaskett's defense. And so here's what happened as a result of all that. That deal was done, allegedly, to protect Congressman Corey Mills from censure. So once the censure failed for Plaskett, then they just dropped the Corey Mills one. Well, guess who picked it up? Congresswoman Nancy Mace, the Republican from South Carolina, and she tried to force a censure of Corey Mills. She introduced this resolution, earlier in the day, but after the initial deal was done, and that didn't go through. Instead, they voted to push it to the House Ethics Committee. And Kat and Mace and Anna Paulina Luna, these are some of the folks, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, these are the folks that voted for the censure of Corey Mills, but it didn't go through.
Mm.
Dirty deals, done dirt cheap.
It's getting dirty.
628 on the Bob Rose Show. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue, like the Kat Kamick interview from yesterday, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Another day in paradise. Happy Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and lots of things going on in the community. Of course, it's going to be busy as we get closer and closer to the holidays. Well, I mean,
they're
in the middle
here
of them right now.
They
I guess.
Are.
Yeah, they
here.
Are. And Coach Steve Spurrier teams up with Tackle Prostate Cancer at the second annual tailgate and testing event. Now, don't worry, there'll be no singing of Moon River during these examinations. It is a simple blood test, people, okay? So don't get yourself all worked up, all right? But this is going to be before the game. You know, Florida and Tennessee, that's this Saturday. Well, outside of Gate 2, right across the way at the ExactTech Arena, adjacent to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, that's where they'll be doing this life-saving event, offers PSA blood tests for prostate cancer screening, exclusive Gator swag, and a chance to fight prostate cancer together. They're actually going to have like a boxer dressed up. Yeah. like prostate cancer, and you get to go in there and punch it. And,
I could be wrong, but I think Bob's making up stuff again.
Well, they said to fight prostate cancer together. I mean, how do you fight?
Oh, it's a great marketing idea. Maybe they'll do it now. Hey, Bob said we should do this.
Famous last words in many scenarios.
Yeah.
But anyway, this will be from 2:30 to 7:30. Really, it's serious. If you haven't gotten a test in a while, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good to have some numbers. And
But don't freak out if you have high
freak
numbers.
Freak out?
Yeah, because some people don't fit the norm on the scale, so
that's why might be required to have more than one test, but you should always have a baseline in there somewhere.
Yes, you'll get yours figured out. Yep,
and,
absolutely.
And when you get really old like us, you should do it on a regular basis.
Well, like I think they want you under 4. I'm consistently an 8.
Yeah,
all
see that,
the time.
And that would make them go crazy. Like, oh my god!
I know. Yeah.
And but it can be different.
Yes.
For different people. But I just had mine done. I want to say 1.9. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Way
low
down
numbers.
There.
Oh,
although
yeah.
He said it was higher than the previous time, which is like a 1.6 or something.
That's nothing.
It's nothing?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Again, I'm an 8, Bob. Come on.
Yeah. Well, when you're with your wife, she brings your average up to like 9. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a team. Speaking of which,
yes.
Did you give her a kiss lately?
Yeah.
Do you really care who was kissing? 21 million years ago. It's not exactly a kitchen table topic.
I will say that I did not get up this morning thinking about it. If that means anything.
Apparently, according to a new study. Now, listen. Can you imagine this University of Oxford? It's like. All the things that we might be working on or learning from, and a lot of it is past history and past science. I'm not poo-pooing the whole idea of it, but really a new study led by University of Oxford has found evidence that kissing evolved in the common ancestor of humans and other large apes around 21 million years ago.
Okay.
And so you're at the dance, the cave dance.
Yeah.
And one of your buddies is like pushing you forward.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kiss that cute ape, man.
Ugh.
And you're like, no.
She's an
I'm
animal.
Not going to kiss no damn dirty ape. I had to work it in there.
That was
Come
good.
On, man.
Now, people who don't know that quote, you need to search it. Do it on your own.
Yeah.
But that's a classic line.
It's a classic
sort
line.
Sort of, yeah.
But, yeah. So Neanderthals and apes, I guess, were making out.
How do we know? Are we looking at cave drawings now or something?
Oh, no, it gets really technical, and they have a term for, it's like guessing, basically.
Oh, well, yeah, anybody can do that.
Because you could have mouth-to-mouth contact that wouldn't necessarily be considered, by definition, kissing.
Uh-huh.
But they have proof that the microbes have been in, like each other, there's been some sort of saliva transfer and genetic material via interbreeding, and that suggests that humans and Neanderthals kissed one another.
Oh, my goodness.
See, could you have gone another day without me sharing that information with you?
I can almost guarantee folks won't get that kind of story anywhere else, hardly. Yeah.
So when you get home tonight, kiss that little kiss that little monkey that you love. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, back to serious real world death and destruction, doom and gloom.
I don't know. Compared to some of the stuff out there, I think apes and Neanderthals kissing was probably more interesting.
Well, it's. Well, at least it's nothing bad.
Uh-huh.
Is
but
it?
How do you prove it? Seriously? Come on.
Yeah. How can you have a makeout session when the band Bread wasn't even in existence?
Oh, wow. All those songs are coming to mind.
Harkening you back to many years ago.
If.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Look, we're having a lot of fun, but we got a serious issue about fake driver's license coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Almost had a knockdown dragout this morning on my way to work.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. That's involved law enforcement and everything.
That's a way to start your day.
I might be hyping the story just a tad.
It's all right.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll share it with you right now. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. I'm Bob. Greg's here. Morning, Greg.
Hey there.
So, you know, I live out in the Keys,
yeah.
Otherwise known as Keystone, driving to work,
uh-huh.
And so it's an intersection in Melrose, right in front of Chiappini's.
Uh-huh.
All right, so they've been repaving all in through there on 26. I'm not complaining about that. They've been quite efficient in, even though it's one-lane traffic a lot of times, they've been, you know, doing the best they can. I got no complaints whatsoever. Mm-hmm. This morning, I'm heading toward the traffic light. And it is blinking, which, of course, it never does, but it was yesterday as well,
mm-hmm.
because they had a traffic guy out there
right.
directing traffic because they've got construction vehicles all
sure.
kind of moving around in there. And so yesterday, no problem, you know, pulled up, and then the guy, mm-hmm. you know, waved me through. Okay, and I made my turn, and I'm on my way. This morning, the guy steps kind of out of the darkness, basically, until your headlights can
right.
show
see
his
him, yeah.
mm-hmm. reflective outfit. And clearly has the orange, you know, guiding stick like
oh, yeah.
they do at the airports,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And he's got that stick like over his head, like stop.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop.
He's in charge.
And I'm waiting. And then he starts waving it. And I'm like, okay. I see some headlights, but there's a lot of things. There's a, I used to call them DNR, Department of Natural Resources, but they're not. They're Florida Fresh, what do we call them? FWC officers.
Yeah.
So I see FWC, they're helping, right? They've got their blue lights on. And so I've got to turn around that vehicle, you know what I mean?
Right.
And when I start to make the turn, here's some truck headlights coming at me.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem right. And the guy yells at me. What are you doing? So I put my window down. Oh, no, the guy, the
directing
traffic
you.
Guy.
Okay, right.
Wasn't a traffic cop. He was
right,
a construction
you.
Guy.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? And I said, you waved me through. No, I didn't. That was for them coming this way. Well, the direction of his wave was not them coming that, like this.
Uh-huh.
He went like that. In
right.
other words, tell me to go.
Yeah. Right.
I know what a wave of a symbol is.
Yeah.
So... I mean, if you think that those guys like FWC or FHP mm-hmm. are like snoozing because they got like the blue lights on, they're like construction, like, mm-hmm. they're not. That FWC guy was out there on top of it in 2 seconds.
Awesome.
Yes. And you could just, you know, he could just tell. Right after he spoke, his FWC goes, yeah. He goes, why don't you just back it up? A little bit right there. And I'm thinking back up like I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So I back it up, you know.
Sure.
He just walks away, gets back in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted me to wait for the guy to actually, you know,
get
officially
get. Go, yeah.
So he did finally, and I went, mm-hmm. and everything else worked out fine. But, you know, the takeaway was, you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, what? Was I in the wrong? I mean,
right.
I could have swore he's waving in a certain
sure.
direction.
You wouldn't do it if you thought you were wrong.
No. So. And, but then it also was just odd. And then, for law enforcement, I'm impressed.
That's awesome.
I'm impressed. Like, oh no, this is not going to turn into anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you just back up for now and we're
right. and we're good,
totally good.
But you might want to drive a different car tomorrow. Just you know,
that's not a bad idea.
I'm just saying.
I want to get a reputation. You can tell. I mean, he gave me a quick look up and down. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is this guy still left over from last night, or is he
exactly.
fresh in the morning going
exactly.
to work? And
wow, that's a way to start your day.
Yeah,
not a great way, but it's a way to start your day.
Yeah, and then of course I had to make up for lost time at that intersection. No, I'm kidding.
Unfortunately, you didn't meet any more law enforcement on the way to work.
No.
Done that enough.
I've been a good boy lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything, so that's good.
Yeah, no chases, nothing like that.
They would tell me.
Speaking of all this driving stuff, this is what brought it up.
Yeah.
States across the country have potentially illegally issued about 194,000 CDLs. 194,000.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
I mean, that's like, what, 2 or 3 football stadiums full of folks that have fake licenses to drive huge trucks.
Amazing.
Isn't that scary?
That is scary.
Yep.
They're out there.
They issued them to foreign truck drivers who could not meet English language standards set by the Department of Transportation. And this coming from Secretary Sean Duffy revealing this alarming statistic. Interview with Fox Business. 200,000 CDLs have been issued to foreign nationals. And of those, 194,000 are suspected of having been issued illegally. So 6,000 was like, oh, no, they passed the English proficiency. They could read the signs. Okay. They're okay, theoretically.
That's all it takes, really? All right.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People can't understand the English language. They can't read signs. And they don't know the rules of the road. That's a problem, you think? Mm-hmm. And Duffy admitted, yeah, Americans aren't safe. And he pointed out the so-called CDL mills, where foreign nationals are arriving in the U.S., being pushed through such mills to secure CDLs, despite their hardly having any knowledge at all of American driving rules. Wow.
Now, I'll tell you, there's something that I would like clarified, and maybe somebody can, or maybe somebody from the tax office will do it. I have heard that for regular driver's license, not CDLs, that we give it in Florida in like four or five different languages. But our signs are in English. So is that a concern, or am I just, you know?
I mean, I'm not German, but I know what Achtung means.
Yeah.
Attention.
But is that what our signs are?
Not here.
In Germany, they are. Well, we're not there. We're in Florida. That's my point.
I'm saying I can adapt.
Oh, fancy.
97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.